WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
One of the lessons of the current pandemic has been what happens to our neighbor in another country can easily happen to us. We all live in one world. I recently spoke with Tara Lloyd, the executive director of Pivot, an organization that, in partnership with communities in resource-poor areas, combines accessible and comprehensive healthcare services and scientific research to save lives. She spoke with me about how the pandemic is affecting global health and local health here at home. Tara, thank you so much for talking with me. You and I talked a little bit offline just a moment ago about the fact that we all have to be personally invested in global health, that all health is global at this point. But can we start off with you telling us just a little bit about Pivot and what it does?
Sure. Pivot is an organization that works at the invitation of the government in Madagascar to strengthen the public health care system. And we particularly work in a place with a national park that's a biological hotspot where there's all kinds of species that exist nowhere else in the world that the people around the park are charged with protecting, and yet they have so little to begin with. So it's a real honor to have the government invite us to help make their health centers and hospitals stronger.
Well, when we think about public health, you know, on the one hand, Madagascar, as the crow flies, is very far away from the United States and from Kentucky, and yet really our health is inextricably bound. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think we've never felt that more than we have felt that since March in this country, just in the sort of global public health being on everybody's minds and modeling of disease and thinking about disease transmission. And now that we have been made just as vulnerable as anyone else in the world, I feel like we're having this awakening that's really incredibly important about being a global community. And so it's about air travel, it's about animal markets, it's about disease burden and transmission. And now that we are in a pandemic stage and have been for months, we're seeing that it's political and it's about leadership and about the commitment we all make to one another in the social contract. That's as simple as whether I might wear my mask to support you and you to support me, but then as well that we think about people living in rural areas of countries far away like Madagascar, think about their lives as just as important as any other life. And so we're in this together in a real way. And we've been saying at Pivot, and I've been hearing in other places in the global health community, it's not over anywhere until it's over everywhere.
Oh, how true. Having reservoirs of infection, of course, everybody's talking about the coronavirus all the time at this point, but we know that there are reservoirs of infection and that we all have to be careful regardless of what the incidence and prevalence in our own community might be right at the moment. But how are things going in Madagascar right now vis-a-vis the pandemic?
It's a couple of months behind the pandemic and the rest of the world because Madagascar is an island. We are reporting fewer cases, but that may also just be because there is much less testing available. There's one national laboratory, and there's limitations on how quickly one laboratory can process tests. And then in terms of collecting samples and people having access to the kind of testing that we're seeing now in the U.S., testing folks who are asymptomatic is just not possible. And so we have about 15,000 cases in the country and just a handful of cases in the district where we're working. But there's been a lot of preparation for the pandemic to come. And it looks like from the models that we have that the peak may be coming in October or November of this year. So we're still in the preparations and wait and see mode and doing a lot of support to the national government in terms of clinical protocols and enhancing testing capacity and really being ready with personal protective equipment. One place Pivot spent a lot of time thinking about that is with our community health workers, because they are the frontline people who go door to door visiting their neighbors in really rural areas, taking care of them. And so making sure those people are safe and protected for themselves and for their neighbors and to keep them from being vectors of disease has been a really important international political campaign to be sure they are counted in the PPE that's needed to fight this.
Well, and that sort of segues into something I've been thinking about a lot is, regardless of the availability of physicians and other healthcare professionals, there a lot of what we're struggling with are essentially low-tech preventative measures. Those face coverings that you mentioned, physical distancing, are educational efforts underway in Madagascar to sort of prepare people for that as well?
Absolutely. And a lot of that does still look like village gatherings or door-to-door sensitization from trusted community health workers. We use radio a lot, and humor even has been something that our social workers have been employing to get people to the conversation. And then also just doing a lot of talk about making sure people access the health system for the things that they need. Malaria treatment, for example, during malaria season, safe deliveries for women, vaccines for children. We don't want the loss of life to be greater from a lack of access to health care because of fear as well. So it's really keeping that messaging coming and having people know how to stay safe in a country where epidemics like plague and measles happen. And this is not so unusual, and yet it's happening the world over. And so it's more frightening, and it's impacting the economy in a more clear way, and you know that will have repercussions as well.
And you had mentioned to me offline, for our listeners who may be interested, they can go to your website and take a virtual tour?
Yes, that's right. Typically in the last week of July, we take guests to Madagascar, donors and other people interested in supporting the work. And this year, of course, we didn't do that. So now I can offer you the chance to visit without the carbon footprint or the malaria prophylaxis or even the jet lag. So if you go to our website, which is www.pivotworks.org, there should be a link to the virtual tour that I hosted at the end of July and some other conversations with our Malagasy clinicians in a series called Voices from the Field, which can be found on our COVID landing page on the website.
Tara, is there anything we've not touched on that you would want to impart to our listeners?
I just think it's the empathy of this moment, the fragility of feeling like we really are in this together collectively across the world. And I don't want us to waste that moment. I want us to really seize the sort of feeling that we don't take our health for granted, and we don't take our health system for granted, and we're seeing the weaknesses here in the U.S. and the struggle to contain this virus, and I think there's a lot of empathy there that should serve us for a really long time in terms of safeguarding the health of people everywhere.
My thanks today to Tara Lloyd, Executive Director of Pivot, for talking with me about global health and local health. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.